I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. A big piece of Texas history is coming home.
Let the old man tell the story. Let the legend grow and grow of the 30 days of glory at the siege of Alamo.
Remember the Alamo? In case you flunked history or missed the John Wayne movie, back in 1836, Texan rebels led by Davy Crockett, Jim Bowie, and William B. Travis were besieged by Mexican forces. They held out for 13 days in a crumbling adobe mission called the Alamo before being defeated and killed. Their sacrifice makes the Alamo a sacred site for many Texans, so there was delight this week when a private collector announced he's donating all of his Alamo memorabilia to the state of Texas. And you'll never guess who the donor is. Yep, Phil Collins.
It started with Walt Disney's sort of portrayal of Davy Crockett, and I became a huge fan. So I've got pictures of me dressed as Davy Crockett when I was 5 or 6 years old. And a few years later, really, John Wayne brought out his film, which blew me away.
So began a lifelong obsession. Phil Collins talked about it in a 2012 BBC documentary.
One day in the 80s, I was in Washington, and there was a shop, Gallery of History, they were called. And I went in, and I was looking around, and there was a letter by Davy Crockett, and I'd never thought that such a thing would exist. That was the first piece I bought.
His collection now includes one of Davy Crockett's rifles and one of Jim Bowie's famous knives. Collins says that, being British, he can't talk about what the collection is worth, but it's believed to be in the millions. Later this year, it'll be heading back to Texas. Collins, who's 63, says his goal is to keep the collection together.
Which is why I've got to be careful what I do with them when I move on, you know, to the great drum kit in the sky.
Believe it or not, Phil Collins is now one of the foremost experts on the Alamo, and he's the first to admit that the battle is surrounded by myths.
The saddest thing, I think, is the inherent racism. It's a very dark, deep story. It's weird. The more I find out about it, the more disappointed I get. No less fascinated by it.
At a ceremony in San Antonio yesterday, Texas Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson thanked Phil Collins as a true Texan.